The medical wing smells like disinfectant and stale sweat. Fluorescent lights hum overhead as 5 guards in tactical gear crowd the doorway. On the bed, Eli looks like a different person than he did 40 days ago. His cheeks are hollow, his skin is papery, and the heart monitor keeps slipping into uneven beeps. A bag of IV fluids hangs unused beside him. "Your nurse," Marina murmurs, "his kidneys are failing. Blood pressure is dropping." The warden presses a freshly signed court order into your hand, the paper still warm from the printer. Authorization to restrain and force feed. Eli meets your eyes. He is weak, but clear. "If you strap me down and force a tube down my throat," he whispers, "you prove them right. Don't save me like this. Let my death mean something." As medical director, you're trained to prevent a preventable death. But as a clinician, you also hear a competent, explicit refusal. The tactical team leader, Raphael, lifts heavy leather restraints onto the gurney. The buckles clack. "Doc, he's about to crash. We tube him now, or he codes. You have seconds, and whatever you choose will define what care means in this place. What's your call?"